He then walked along the wall till he came to the two towers of brass. When he saw that they had gates of gold, without any sign of the means of opening them. Therefore the sheik, looking attentively, saw in the middle of one of the gates a figure of a horseman of brass, having one hand extended as though he were pointing with it, and on it was an inscription, which the sheik read, and lo, it contained these words: "Turn the pin that is in the middle of the front of the horseman's body 12 times, and then the gate will open." So he turned the pin 12 times, whereupon the gate opened immediately with a noise like thunder, and the sheik entered. He was a learned man, acquainted with all languages and characters. And he walked on until he entered a long passage, whence he descended some steps. And he found a place with handsome wooden benches, on which were people dead, and over their heads were elegant shields, and keen swords, and strung bows, and notched arrows. And behind the next gate were a bar of iron, and barricades of wood, and locks of delicate fabric, and strong apparatus. Upon this the sheik said within himself, "Perhaps the keys are with these people." Then he looked, and lo, there was a sheik who appeared to be the oldest of them, and he was upon a high wooden bench among the dead men. So Abd es-Samad said, "May not the keys of the city be with this sheik? Perhaps he was the gatekeeper of the city, and these were under his authority." He therefore drew near to him, and lifted up his garments, and lo, the keys were hung to his waist. At the sight of them, Abd es-Samad rejoiced exceedingly, and he took the keys, opened the locks, and pulled the gate and the barricades and other apparatus, which opened, and a gate also opened, with a noise like thunder. Upon this the sheik exclaimed, "God is most great," and the people made the same exclamation with him, rejoicing at the event. The Emir Musa also rejoiced at the safety of Abd es-Samad and at the opening of the gate of the city. The people thanked him for that which he had done, and all the troops hastened to enter the gates. But the Emir Musa cried out to them, saying to them, "O people, if all of us enter, we shall not be secured from accident. Half shall enter, and half shall remain behind." The Emir Musa then entered the gate, and with him half of the people, who bore their weapons of war. And the party saw their companions lying dead, so they buried them. They saw also the gatekeepers, and servants, and chamberlains, and lieutenants lying upon beds of silk, all of them dead. And they entered the market of the city, and beheld that the shops were open, and the scales hung up, and the utensils of brass ranged in order, and the stores were full of all kinds of goods. And they saw the merchants dead in their shops. Their skins were dried, and they had become examples to him who would be admonished. And they left this place, and passed on to the silk market, in which were silks and brocades interwoven with red gold and white silver upon various colors, and the owners were dead, lying upon skins, and appearing almost as though they would speak. Leaving these, they went on to the market of jewels and pearls and jacinths, and they left it and passed on to the market of the money changers, whom they found dead, with varieties of silks beneath them, and their shops were filled with gold and silver. These they left, and they proceeded to the markets of the perfumers, and lo, their shops were filled with varieties of perfumes, and bags of musk, and ambergris, and aloes wood, and camphor. And the owners were all dead, not having with them any food. And when they went forth from the market of the perfumers, they found near unto it the palace, decorated and strongly constructed. And they entered it, and found banners unfurled, and drawn swords, and strung bows and shields hung up by chains of gold and silver, and helmets gilded with red gold. And in that passages of that palace were benches of ivory, ornamented with plates of brilliant gold and with silk, on which were men whose skins had dried upon the bones. The ignorant would imagine them to be sleeping, but from the want of food they had died and tasted mortality. And the Emir Musa went on into the interior of the palace. There he beheld a great hall and four large and lofty chambers, each one fronting another, wide, decorated with gold and silver and with various colours. In the midst of the hall was a great fountain of alabaster, over which was a canopy of brocade, and in those chambers were fountains lined with marble, and channels of water flowed along the floors of those chambers, the four streams meeting in a great tank lined with marbles of various colours. The Emir Musa then said to the Sheikh Abdessamad, "Enter these chambers with us." So they entered the first chamber, and they found it filled with gold and with white silver and pearls and jewels and jacinths and precious minerals. They found in it also chests full of red and yellow and white brocades. And they went thence to the second chamber and opened a closet in it, and lo, it was filled with arms and weapons of war, consisting of gilded helmets and coats of mail and swords and lances and maces and other instruments of war and battle. Then they passed thence to the third chamber, in which they found closets having upon their doors closed locks, and over them were curtains worked with various kinds of embroidery. They opened one of these closets, and found it filled with weapons, decorated with varieties of gold and silver and jewels. And they went thence to the fourth chamber, where also they found closets, one of which they opened, and they found it full of utensils for food and drink, consisting of various vessels of gold and silver, and saucers of crystal, and cups set with brilliant pearls, and cups of carnelian, and other things. So they began to take what suited them of those things, and each of the soldiers carried off what he could. And when they determined to go forth from those chambers, they saw there a door inlaid with ivory and ebony, and adorned with plates of brilliant gold. Over it was hung a curtain of silk, worked with various kinds of embroidery, and upon it were locks of white silver, to be opened by artifice, without a key. The Sheikh Abdessamad, therefore, advanced to those locks, and he opened them by his knowledge and excellent skill. And a party entered a passage paved with marble, upon the sides of which were curtains, whereon were figured various wild beasts and birds, all these being worked with red gold and white silver, and their eyes were of pearls and jacinths. Whosoever beheld them was confounded.